Hello and welcome to the Primary 6-7s podcast from Fernalee School.
We hope you enjoy.
My name is Riley and my favourite Christmas movie is Jack Frost.
Hi, my name is Haley and my favourite Christmas movie is Grinch.
Hi, my name is Ellie and my favourite Christmas movie is Krampus.
Hi, my name is Francesca and my favourite Christmas movie is Elf.
Hi, my name is Peyton and my favourite Christmas movie is Claus.
Hi, my name is Julia and my favourite Christmas movie is Home Alone.
Hi, my name is Ozzy and my favourite Christmas movie is The Christmas Miracle.
Hi, my name is Salt and my favourite Christmas movie is The Grinch.
Hi, my name is Leah and my favourite Christmas movie is Frosty.
Hi, my name is Jackson and my favourite Christmas film is Rise of the Guardians.
Hi, my name is Benjamin and my favourite Christmas film is The Christmas Chronicles.
Hi, my name is Sharon and my favourite Christmas movie is The Christmas Chronicles.
Hi, my name is Amy and my favourite Christmas movie is Elf.
Hi, my name is Aaron and my favourite Christmas movie is Elf.
Hi, my name is Chloe and my favourite Christmas movie is Elf.
Hi, my name is Jasmine and my favourite Christmas movie is Nativity.
Hi, my name is Kyle and my favourite Christmas movie is Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Hi, my name is Cole and my favourite Christmas movie is Home Alone.
Hi, my name is Sophie and my favourite Christmas movie is Home Alone.
Hi, my name is Lucas and my favourite Christmas movie is Christmas Eve with Scooby.
Hi, my name is Kai. My favourite Christmas movie is Home Alone.
Hi, my name is Tyler. My favourite Christmas movie is Home Alone.
Hi, my name is Lewis and my favourite Christmas movie is Home Alone.
Welcome to Primary 6-7's Non-Stop Pop Question Round. How much do you think Santa weighs?
£2,000.
How old do you think Santa is?
150.
What is the worst food to eat on Christmas ever?
Fruitcake.
How much do you think Santa weighs?
£1,200.
How old do you think Santa is?
220.
What is the worst food to eat on Christmas ever?
Cranberry sauce.
How does Santa get his beard so big?
Magic cream.
How does Santa survive the cold?
Mittens.
How does Santa get down the chimney?
He has a teleporter he made himself and he goes everywhere.
How does Santa get his beard so big?
He doesn't shave his beard.
How does Santa survive the cold?
With his big jacket.
How does Santa get down the chimney?
So, first he takes a hammer or a bulldozer or some TNT, he breaks a chimney and then he goes down it. Chimneys had to be sacrificed. We are not responsible for any chimneys being blown up or destroyed.
How does Santa power his sleigh?
His magic boots.
What does Santa feed his reindeers?
He feeds them carrots.
How many elves does Santa have?
I think Santa has over 1,500.
How does Santa power his sleigh?
With magic sleigh dust.
What does Santa feed his reindeers?
Santa feeds his reindeers raw carrots and reindeer food.
How many elves does Santa have?
2,000.
How old do you think Santa is?
Well, I think Santa took this potion which makes him look the same, but it still ages him. So theoretically, I think he's over 100 million years old. But he still looks like he's about 50.
How does Santa eat all the pies on Christmas?
I think he has a giant hoover. He hoovers them up and at the end he eats them.
What does Santa do after Christmas?
I think he relaxes.
How old do you think Santa is?
At least 64.
How does Santa eat all the pies on Christmas?
Because he gives half them to his reindeers.
What does Santa do after Christmas?
He sleeps for the whole year until Christmas comes again.
Hello and welcome to our feature,
The Foodie Christmas Top 5 Recipes.
We are
Ozzy,
Julia,
Francesca,
Zolt,
and Sharon.
We are here to say our favourite Christmas recipes and how to make them. I hope you enjoy.
Here is our favourite Christmas recipes.
Hot chocolate, Christmas trifle, Christmas biscuits, Christmas cake and the Christmas pudding.
To make hot chocolate, you will need unsweetened cocoa powder, sugar, salt, milk, vanilla extract, marshmallows, candy canes, and cream. Whisk together 2 tablespoons of unsweetened cocoa powder, 1 tablespoon of sugar, a pinch of salt, and 2 tablespoons of milk in a small saucepan on medium-low heat until the cocoa powder and sugar is dissolved. Whisk a small cup in the mixture and turn the heat on medium whisking occasionally until it's hot. Put the mixture into a cup and add 1/4 of vanilla extract and mix. Once it is done, add marshmallows on the top, the candy canes and the cream, and it is ready to drink. Next up is a Christmas trifle recipe.
To make the Christmas trifle recipe, you will need pot ready made vanilla custard, dark chocolate broken into pieces, store-bought brownies, coffee, Irish cream, a bag of Maltesers, double cream, icing sugar and strawberries. Put 500 milliliters of the custard and 100 grams of the chocolate in a saucepan. Gently heat and stir until the chocolate is melted. Cover the surface with cling film for the custard to stop forming a skin. Leave to chill. Put 400 grams of the brownies into a trifle bowl. Add 3 tablespoons of coffee and 100 milliliters of Irish cream into a separate bowl and mix. Drizzle it all over the brownies. Get a rolling pin or a saucepan to gently smash 121 grams of Maltesers. Once done, sprinkle about 3/4 into the bowl. Spoon all the custard chocolate on top of the mixture. Cover and let it chill. Combine 500 milliliters of the double cream and 1 tablespoon of the Irish cream into a separate bowl. For the final layer, sift 25 grams of icing sugar above the bowl and mix until soft little spikes form. Cover the mixture and let it chill until you think it's ready. Give the cream a quick mix and spoon it onto the trifle. If you want, you could scatter the leftover Maltesers and some strawberries for decoration or a better taste. Next up is the Christmas biscuits recipe.
Okay. To make the Christmas biscuits, you will need softened butter, golden caster sugar, 1 beaten egg, vanilla extract, plain flour, white fondant icing, icing sugar, pack red, yellow, black and blue, ready to roll icing, 2 white icing and 2 black icing. Heat the oven to 19 degrees Celsius. Cream 125 grams of the butter and 125 grams of the golden caster sugar until pale fluffy. Then put the egg in 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Stir in 250 grams of the flour until you have a soft dough. Knead the dough on a lightly floured surface and put it on a plate. Cover it and let it chill for 2 hours. After 2 hours, roll out the dough on a lightly floured surface until it's 0.5 centimetres wide. Use a cookie cutter and stamp out 7 centimetre rounds. Re-roll the trimmings and repeat. Transfer the biscuits to a 2-line baking tray and bake for 8 to 14 minutes until the edges turn lightly golden in colour. Cover them and let them chill. To decorate, roll out 400 grams of white fondant icing on a surface that has been lightly dusted with icing sugar. Stamp out 7 centimetres using the same cookie cutter and then use a dab of white tube icing to stick fondant round of each biscuit. Knead the dough 100 grams of yellow and blue icing to make green icing. Do the same with the red and yellow to make orange. Roll out the icing colour at each time. Stamp out a 7 centimetre circle of icing. Cut in half and stick for a hat. You can mix and match colours for other hats on the biscuits. Decorate the hats with your unique designs if you like. After you've done that, the hat of the snowman, you could decorate your snowman in whatever design you have in mind. When you design your snowmen, you can put them in a container and wait for 5 days for them to dry. Once they're dry, they'll be ready to eat. Enjoy. Next up is the Christmas cake recipe.
To make a Christmas cake, you will need mixed dried fruit, zest and juice, one orange, zest and juice, one lemon, alcohol, buttered butter, softened, light and soft brown sugar, plain flour, ground almond, baking powder, mixed spice, ground cinnamon, ground cloves, flaked almonds, eggs and vanilla extract. Put 1 kilogram of the mixed fruit, orange, lemon, 150 milliliters of alcohol, 250 grams of the butter and 200 grams of the brown sugar into a large pan set over medium heat. Boil the mixture and lower the heat while simmering it for 5 minutes. After simmering, put the mixture into a large bowl and leave to chill for 10 minutes. Heat the oven to 150 degrees Celsius and line in a deep 20 centimeter cake tin with a double layer of baking parchment. When done, wrap a double layer of newspaper around the outside of the tin. You'll need to tie the string to secure it. Add 175 grams of the plain flour, 100 grams of the almond, a half teaspoon of baking powder, 2 teaspoons of mixed spice, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, a quarter of the ground clovers, 100 grams of the almond, 4 of the eggs, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Mix it well so there are no pockets of flour. Tip the mixture into a cake tin. Use a spatula to smooth out the top and back into the center of the oven for 2 hours. When it's ready, remove it from the oven, poke holes in it with some skewers and spoon your preferred alcohol on the cake. Let it chill in the tin until it's not hot. To store the cake, peel off the baking parchment and cover it well with cling film. Feed the cake 1 tablespoon alcohol every fortnight until you ice it and come up with your own Christmas design. Don't feed the cake for the final week to give the surface time to dry before icing the cake. Next up is the Christmas.
1 cup of fresh brown bread crumbs, 1 cup of light muscovado sugar, 1.5 cup of mixed nuts, 1 tablespoon of ground cinnamon, 1 tablespoon of ground mixed spice, milk, 1 egg, a whole butter and 85 grams of butter, 100 grams of light muscovado sugar, 200 milliliters double cream, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Empty out the ingredients that are in the cups into a mixing bowl with the spices. Stir the ingredients and add 1 cup of milk and the egg. Start mixing again until it is combined. Tip the mixture into a buttered 1.5 liter pudding bowl. Cover the bowl with a double layer of buttered foil and tie the foil with a string, then place it in a steamer or large pan. Steam the mixture with a lid for 2.5 hours. Check the water level during cooking, topping up if needed. After it is done cooking, remove the foil and let it cool for a bit. After letting it cool, wrap it in cling film and then fresh foil. With the leftover ingredients, put everything in a pan and let it boil slowly for 2 to 3 minutes while stirring. Until the sugar is dissolved, the mixture is pale caramel in color and slightly thickened. You can put it off the stove. Pour the sauce over the pudding and decorate it with the leftover mixed nuts.
We hope you enjoyed our recipes and we hope you have a great Christmas feast.
Welcome to the next episode of The Nativity from Fernley School.
Long ago, God wanted to say how much he loved us.
He decided to send us a wonderful Christmas present.
It was the best Christmas present anyone had ever had.
It was a baby boy, God's very own son.
God knew that the baby would need a kind mother and father to look after him in this world, so he sent his messenger, the angel Gabriel, to speak to Mary.
She was soon married to a carpenter called Joseph.
Tune in to the Primary 6 podcast for the next episode of The Nativity.
Hi everyone, and welcome to our segment of the podcast. Today we are joined by some special guests from Primary 6-7 at Fernley. They're going to be taking part in a game of descriptive charades. Make sure you play along at home too. Now let's let the game begin.
First up's Cole describing something, but first he must pick out a ticket from the bowl to describe. Are you ready, Cole?
Yes.
You may begin. You have 20 seconds. Time starts now.
Okay, so it is part of it's brown. It can have a red topping. It has green at the bottom of it, but it's not part, but the green stuff is not a food. It's more of like a plant.
Time's up. Now, can you please write what you think he was describing on your paper? And Cole, give the ticket to Miss Lamont.
Thank you. Next up is Peyton. Okay, Peyton, pick your ticket and you may begin. You have 20 seconds, go.
They're small, they can wear clothes, they have a hat. They're in the workshop, and their hats can be red, sometimes green, and they work.
Time is up. Now, can you all please write what you think she was describing on the paper? And Peyton, give your ticket to Miss Lamont.
Next up is Ellie. So Ellie, pick your ticket out the bowl and you may begin. Time starts now.
They can be big and small. They have a ribbon and a bow. They're usually there on Christmas morning. Someone delivers them to you. They can be very pretty, and you unwrap them.
Time is up. So everyone, please write your answers on the sheet, and Ellie, give your ticket to Miss Lamont.
Lastly, we have Jasmine. So Jasmine, pick up your ticket, and you may begin.
He's got a white beard. He goes all around the country to deliver presents for you. He's got a sleigh. He's got 9 reindeers. The favourite reindeer is Rudolph.
Time is up, so everyone, please write your answer, and Jasmine, give your ticket to Miss Lamont.
Hopefully you got on very well at home. We will be revealing the answers at the end of the podcast, so make sure you stay until the end and you can see what our class got. I hope you enjoyed our game.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast, and on to the last part.
Hi, this segment is about Christmas crafts, and we are going to tell you all about the class's favourite Christmas crafts.
Okay, Cole and Amy, so let's go through the class's favourite Christmas crafts. Amy, do you want to go first?
Yeah, okay. Okay, let's go.
First is P1W.
Their favourite craft is marshmallow snowman.
Now is P2.
Their favourite craft is our hand and feet reindeer.
Let's move on to P2-3.
Their favourite Christmas craft is marshmallow snowman.
Cool! The next craft is for P3.
Their favourite craft is splatter paint wreaths.
So cool. The next one is for P4.
Their favourite craft is marshmallow snowman as well.
That would be awesome to make.
This one's for P4-5.
Their favourite craft is also marshmallow snowman.
Cool. The next one's for P5.
Their favourite craft is splatter paint wreaths.
Nice. The next one's for P6.
Their favourite craft is marshmallow snowman.
Okay, cool. Let's move on to next one.
Now P6-7.
Their favourite craft is splatter paint wreaths.
Last class is P7.
Their favourite Christmas craft is marshmallow snowman.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Up next is a very special feature from the nursery.
What's your name?
Mrs.
And what's your name?
Leos.
And what colour is Rudolph's nose?
Red!
If you took part in the descriptive charades, then this is the part for you.
The answers are Christmas pudding, then presents, then Santa, then elves. Great job.
Thanks for listening to the P67 podcast. Hope you tuned in to other people's podcasts.